Yeah, you know what time it is. It's that time again. Each and every Tuesday right here from 6 to 7, yours truly and my brother from another mother, DJ Waheed, is on the mic. You know how we get down. Party Life and Music Radio here for another edition. About to give you some more of that juicy news. We got a lot that has been going on, and I would actually say more happier news than sad news. All right, so I'm going to definitely give you more happy news on the other side of the mixes that are coming up next. So on that note, we're going to stay tuned and we're going to hit you with some ultimate fire. All right, see you on the other side.
Electric Avenue. And then we'll take it higher. Oh, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue. And then we'll take it higher. Working so hard like a soldier. Can't afford a thing on TV. Deep in my heart I abhor ya. Can't get food for the kid. Good God, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue. And then we'll take it higher. Oh, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue. And then we'll take it higher. Trick.
my pocket. Keep up. So many pretty girls around me, and they're waking up the rocket. Keep up. Why you mad? Fix your face. Ain't my fault they all be jocking. Keep up. Players only. Come on. Put your pinky raise up to the moon. Girls, what y'all trying to do? 24 karat magic in the air. Head to toe, so clear. I look out. Second verse for the hustlers.
Man, that was a dope mix, brother. I mean, I appreciate the generations and the genres in there, man. So, yeah, great job, FX.
I appreciate it. It's what I like to call like a pre-wedding type mix.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, you got like all the weddings. I mean, everybody's getting married in this month, next month, in December.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I got a lot of them weddings coming up,
right? See? So that's why I'm like, It's a pre-wedding mix. So anybody want to take any ideas from that, go right ahead, you know, because, again, that's just, a little something to be like, all right, put a little 80s in there, a little disco in there, to kind of get, the majority of people going, especially when you have a diverse crowd.
So, right.
So you definitely want to try to, keep everybody as entertained as you can, both young and old.
All right. Well, the number is 202-795-9721 for those who want to call in and talk to us here at Party Life and Music Radio.
Yeah.
So, man, first of all, man, It's been crazy in the news, dude. I mean, where do we start, man?
Oh,
I mean,
my goodness. Well, first off, I'm happy about what's happening today.
All right.
And that is the NBA season is starting tonight.
All right. That's what's up.
That's
right.
Yes, full-blown season. Yes, basketball is back in full effect. It is starting tonight. And the Wizards, for all my Wizards fans out there, playing this Thursday against the Heat.
Wow.
Yes.
That's what's up, man. Yeah, man. That's what's up, man. Sports entertainment, that's where it's at,
yes,
man. So,
yes.
So what's up with your boy, your boy Ye Yandis Yeezy?
Oh, him?
Yeah.
Oh, see?
He's out in Uganda right now, man.
Yeah, I was about to get to that. I want to go before that.
All right, well, what's on your mind first of all, man? Because you still want to talk about -45?
Yeah, it's including him.
Oh, man.
But I definitely want to focus on Ye. Right?
Yeah, shouts out to SNL.
Yes.
That's a classic skit right there.
They really spoofed the hell out of that thing, man. Ooh. I was rolling out. I mean, they were so dead on with it. But the thing that really stood out to me is like, okay, he says with the hat on, he feels like Superman.
That's what he said. I'm trying not to use profanity, but
that's what he said. He said he feels like Superman with the red hat on. It's like a cape. I feel like Superman. And then he was speaking about time as a myth.
It's like he
and trap doors and the 13th Amendment. I was like, dude.
Oh, wow.
I'm like,
I know Jim Brown must be sitting there going like, what the hell have I got myself into?
Because even Jim Brown was kind of like, what the hell did I get myself into this time?
And I think Keenan had it right. He said, maybe I should tackle both of these folks.
You know what I'm saying? And whenever you're able to make even Trump squirm a little bit. Because I don't know if y'all caught that, because like Kanye actually was cursing in the Oval Office.
Yes, he did.
With the president there.
He did drop the, yeah, he did.
He did drop the F-bomb in there. And even Trump was like, so I'm like, yo. If you can make Trump uncomfortable,
that's the number. Man, like, what is it, like father like son?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, yeah. Now, so now next on to him in Uganda now. Okay. And I just saw this and I thought this was funny. Okay, well, first off, I'm going to talk about the sneakers. He gave him some white sneakers.
Yeah,
right?
Yeezys.
The Yeezys, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, in the meeting, Kim had to leave early. The president asked her why. Well, she said she has to go to work. So, of course, the president is like, well, what do you do for a living? What is your job? What is your job? And so, they were saying that she politely explained that, she has a show with her sisters and things of that nature. So he's like, okay. And let me kind of go back to his tweet real quick, if I may.
Yeah, I'm thinking to myself, man, Kanye, you could probably get to black woman over here.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what made it so funny. But here's the tweet that he came up with. He said, okay, he says, I welcome American entertainment stars. Mm-hmm. Okay, American entertainment stars Kanye West and Kim Kardashian, well, at Kim Kardashian, to Uganda. I held fruitful discussions. Fruitful. I don't know about if it was fruitful or not, but anyway. Mm-hmm. Fruitful discussions with the duo on how to promote Uganda's tourism and the arts.
Right.
All right. I thank Kanye for the gift of white sneakers. Didn't even call them what they are. He said white sneakers. Enjoy your time in Uganda. It is the true pearl of Africa. All right.
Uganda don't play.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Now, I'll be like, yeah, I do believe that with Uganda.
Uganda is very anti-homosexual.
Yes.
Very anti-gay marriage.
Yes.
Very, they make no apologies for it.
Yes, and that's their stance. And I
they you know, people would get killed for even thinking that they can go out about and say, hey, we together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. You know,
talk about, that's my partner. And that, they're ready to take you out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So so that's the thing. Mm-hmm. Even though you got some that's, you know, accepting of it, you got others that's like, nope. We are not going to go with that. No. As a matter of fact, they consider it as a sin, that, you know, it's devilish. It's, trust me, we can go deep into it, but that's how they feel.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they feel. But that is definitely the meeting that they had. You know, and I don't know whether or not he cursed in his office or not. I don't know. They never really got deep into it. But, yeah, that's Kanye. That's Kanye. Yeah, that's Kanye. Yeah, that's I'm sorry if anybody's a fan of Kanye. My thing was, I was a fan of his before his mom died.
Yeah, and a shout out to Bobby Wine, because mm-hmm. Bobby Wine is that artist, and I mentioned his name about a few months ago.
Right.
He is that artist who is a musician who turned to politics, who's really about the community and really about the benefit of his people.
Yeah, okay,
straight
up.
Bobby Wine, yeah. I mean, they had assassination attempts on that brother. He's the face of the now generation.
Okay.
That people look up to. So whenever he says anything through music, and mm-hmm. now he's going to politics, because mm-hmm. he got a huge young support base.
Oh, that's
yeah. Bobby
that's
Wine good. He's the real dude. Kanye there for photo ops.
Oh no, Kanye. Well, everybody knows he's doing it for popularity,
right? But the thing is, I understand you want to go to Africa to be inspired.
Yeah,
I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Lauryn Hill did Miseducation of Lauryn Hill in Jamaica, and Bob Marley's Tough Gun Studio.
Exactly.
So that
exactly.
sound you cannot duplicate anywhere.
Oh no,
else.
That was pure. That was pure. It's
so like I get that, but man, it's. Do you think in the world of social media, at least this is my opinion, in the world of social media, people feel that whatever they do ain't going to count to nothing unless it's being publicized on IG the world stage. And
you,
I'm like,
you know, and I've often had my opinions about it, you know, because I feel as though it's like, okay, when you really are putting your grind out there and you're really doing the work, it's like people do, not even with social media, it's like, okay, they see what you're doing, you know, and even when it comes to relationships on Facebook, it's like, okay, well, this is what's going on, you know, my marriage and my relationship with my boyfriend or my relationship with my girlfriend, and they want to see how many likes they get on a photo. Mm-hmm. And my thing is like, well, it's not really about that, because my thing is, are you really doing that just to get attention from everybody else, or are you really trying to show, like, you know, how much, you know, fun you really have in your relationship? Because I remember some people have been saying the reason why they're putting photos out there on Facebook is because the couple really, really isn't happy.
Yeah,
that's what I've heard.
That's part of it. That's part of it. And speaking of, you know, people who, you know, like to say, who was on social media a few days ago,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, October 12th was the birthday of the late, great Dick Gregory.
Yes.
So I definitely want to say, you know, happy birthday, happy, you know, born day to the family,
mm-hmm.
For keeping that father's legacy alive.
Yes,
you know? So,
definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
You know, he's a great one, man.
Definitely.
Still miss him.
Oh, as a matter of fact, we had a birthday this past Thursday, MC Light.
Wow.
Yeah, she had a birthday. So happy birthday to MC Light. You know, wanted to make sure that she's chilling and she's doing well. Man, she's grown in the business.
Yeah, definitely. We got to get her on the show.
For sure.
We got to get her on the show, man.
For sure, because she's doing her thing. She's definitely one of the sisters that's doing that thing. And like you said, if you're listening, MC, like, give us a call. We want to make sure we want to get you and see what you up to.
Yeah, Tuesdays, 6 to 7 Eastern Standard Time.
That's right, y'all.
6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, yes.
Bliss.fm, y'all. Bliss.fm. There you go. We're going to check it on out. Y'all know where to find us.
Yeah, man. So, but other than that, man, I mean, it's finally fall here in the D.C. region.
Man, who you talking
about? I mean, you know, my heart still goes out to people who are dealing with the effects of Hurricane Michael, man.
Definitely go out.
It was definitely not something that was expected, you know, around the Florida panhandle, you know, places.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where, again, you know, we often say it. Now, how often we do it, I don't know, but I often say this, and a lot of times we do see it on TV. It's like, okay, we do need to come together as a nation, you know, especially when, you know, not really even when, you know, national, you know, disasters, you know, strike. So, again, you know, prayers go out to the families and people, you know, that had to deal with Hurricane Michael. You know, but we definitely need to come together fully as a nation, regardless of our beliefs and things of that nature. Because now I will say this. Now, even though Kanye is off his rocker and he probably needs his medication, he was making some good points somewhere. There were some good points. And, you know, he was saying, like, you know, forget the president. But my thing is, you know, it's like, we need to come together and show love. I'm like, okay, I can get with that. Now, that's the one message I would take from that. Mm-hmm. But all the other stuff he was saying was pure nonsense. I'm just going to come out and say it.
My thing is, though, you know, if you're going to continue to say, well, you're going to show love to somebody who is going to do everything that opposes you, everything that you're speaking about, he's against. You know what I mean? That's the thing that really bothers me, man. I had to sit back and kind of look at this going, you know, I can understand mental illness is real.
I get it.
But at the same time, you out there misusing and abusing your platform, I don't have a lot of sympathy for that. You know, like, really, like, I don't, you know, I ain't feeling sorry for the dude. I mean, he gets to go home to a, you know, multi-million-dollar home. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a millionaire. His family's a millionaire. But at the same time, when you look at his family, and even he admitted, you know, you don't have any male role models in that household.
None.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
His brother-in-law's a simp.
Yeah, pretty much.
His father-in-law is now his second mother-in-law.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I mean, and again, we know a lot of cats out there who grew up without their father.
Yeah.
You know, so it's kind of like, and learn the important rules and the basics of manhood.
Yes.
So, you know, Kanye want to go out there and have the whole world listen to him while he pitches all that BS. Mm-hmm. I ain't with it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I'm like, you know, that right there to me ain't no excuse to just be going around acting a fool.
Yeah, I'm definitely one of those people, like, look, you know, and I mean, all brothers, you know, a lot of us truly need to stand up, because again, right now we are witnessing really the deconstruction.
Yeah, mentoring is important.
Oh my god!
I don't care how talented you are. My god. Mentoring is really important.
We got women doing that thing, and you know, the Me Too movement, everything, and that's great. But at this point, it's like, all right, dudes, we need to do our job. We need to get back into the thing. Yeah. And say, hey, it's like, you know, women, like I said, they can do their thing. They're great at what they do and all this other stuff, but they only are half of the story.
Mm-hmm.
They are only half of the story. So with the other half, the man has to come in and share his views along with the woman. So that way we have a world and rounded view of a lot of things, because we got a lot of youngins, and I'm going to say youngins, growing up, and they don't have... And they definitely don't have, like, you know, that guidance that they have.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where we're falling apart. So my thing is, what I need for Jim Brown to do, really, is I know he's speaking on civil rights, and he's doing what he needs to do, and that's great.
Yeah, he's an icon. He's a legend. I get him.
All that.
You know?
But my thing is, you, my brother, need to pull him aside. Mm-hmm. You were there. You need to pull him to the side. After all the cameras are gone, you should have pulled him to the side and truly talked to him man to man. That's what Kanye needs right now.
Yeah.
that's what Kanye needs right now. Somebody needs to come along of an older, possibly an older male influence, preferably a brother. But if somebody that can come along with some sense and say, hey, what you're doing, we might have to go a different way with it. It's like, I understand where you're coming from. I'm trying to get you. But let's truly sit down and see what's going on. It's like, let it, you know, come at him from his own level.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
But nobody's really taking the time to say, hey, you know, like, hey, we need to talk, you know, and that's what we as brothers need to do more of. It's like, get out all the, you know, oh, I'm better than thou and this and that. And the third, it's like, nah, let's you and I, you know, you and I sit down and let's talk and let's see how we can better ourselves.
Yeah, this is one of the reasons why we ask independent artists, like, yeah, who are their mentors or who inspired them. Mm-hmm, you know what mm-hmm, I mean? Because mm-hmm, it's important. I mean, you know, we interviewed Kobe Singleton. We interviewed Tracy Cruz.
Yeah.
You know, we interviewed a lot of people, even David P. Stevens. You mm-hmm, know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And we, again, they have mentors. They have people that they listen to who not only taught them about the business, but also the aspects of women and mm-hmm, manhood. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that, to me, you know, to say, well, he's off his meds or his mother was controlling his meds, I understand that and I get that. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the mm-hmm, day, I'm like, yeah, okay, you know what? You can miss me with all that because mm-hmm, every decision you done made, you know, like I said before, every decision you made today is going to affect your tomorrow and
there
so
you go.
Forth. So
there you go.
You know.
And that should always be a question in your head, like every time you wake up in the morning, is how can I be better than I was yesterday?
Right.
You know what? You know, it doesn't have to be anything big. It can be some like smaller stuff. Like, okay, like maybe just like a new type of information that you didn't know of yesterday that you know mm-hmm, about, you know, today.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It could be something like that. Or maybe you helped somebody today, you know, like in some small way that you maybe didn't do it, you know, yesterday. So, you know, you always want to find some ways to, you know, evolve. That's what we're trying to do. At least some of us are trying to. I don't know about others, you know. Because I know we got some supporters out there.
Yeah.
We got some supporters out there that, well, they're kind of going with what everybody is telling them, and we can't do it that way. So, yeah, so that's what we as people have to do. We got to do better in some shape or fashion. And hopefully in the next 2 years, the experiment would be over, because that's what I'm calling this thing. That's what I'm calling this presidency, is an experiment. The experiment is, well, we're not getting good results from what I've seen.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, look, on that note, before, you know, we're going to come back and wrap this up, man. But
yeah.
I'm going to get into this mix. It's going to be a mini Hip Hop Roy Ayers tribute mix.
Yes.
So I, you know, definitely wanted to just, you know, do something to honor that legend while he's still here with us.
Of course. Yeah, we got to honor our legends while they're still here.
And again, I say mini tribute because his catalog is so vast. So I'm definitely going to do a part two to this next month.
Years, man.
Yeah, man. So I got to get ready to do that though.
Roy,
but once I'm done with the mix, then we're going to come back up and we're going to wrap this up. And, you know, I'm going to say before we leave the show, please vote in your local elections.
Yes. They're coming up soon.
All right. So we'll be right back, y'all.
Let's do it.
You're tuned into Party Life and Music Radio. This ain't no laptop DJ. This is the original DJ Waheed. Recognize the real.
And flowers.
ones can't go. I have you left without a job, like I kick from the local. Some money, watch your mouth. I'ma have to bust ya. Battling MCs from JFK to Russia. Back down to London, Sweden and Brazil. Do a US tour for 3 months and then I chill. Styles be fat like Jackie Gleason. The rest be art corny. People love the dog like the kids love Barney. I love you, you love me. The shorty fight dog is your favorite MC. So move back yourself, Dread. You know the element. The tribe is good for your health like a can of nutriment. MCs don't have no wins. MCs don't have no bitch. Full of Jerry's kids. Your crew don't want it, and your crew don't want it. But if you feel you can swing it, the money, please bring it. Large Spencer in the south. You know how we do. I skate on your crew like Mario Lemieux. Lisa, Ike, Clark, and the rest of the crew. I meet you guys in front of the cleaners. Bring the brunch and the brew. So
what's up, kids? The Abbott speaker from the moon. Thanks for your support. Ayo, I'll be home soon. But the only thing I ask when I return from my task is a whole bunch of beats and a flask full of ass. My fist stands firm because I'm black and solid. I open up your pores like a plate full of collards. Come on, take it easy, would ya? Easy, easy. I'm up in the gully. That's when I am her buddy. She told me pull her hair. I did. It drove her nutty. Filled up the hole like spackle, or I mean putty. When we over joints like this, we never cruddy. Extra P hooked the beat, and kids, it feels lovely. Check it out, cause my conception is immaculate. A bachelor, looking for a bachelorette. Back to you, MCs. This is what you're gonna get. A first degree burn from my man Ken's cigarette. I hope you like Marlboro, for you know we thorough like Denver. The beat feels like a never ender. But all things good must, so I won't sweat it. Drop the seeds for the youthful crew. I hope you get it as I stand with this mic inside my hand. Boy, I smack you up like I was your old grand. So respect yourself, son, and come and give me love. Once again, the ad is who you think of. Think of.
Question the authority. Mm-hmm. Chairman of the board, the chief of affections. You got minds to sway in your direction. Hey, you're like a hip hop song, you know. Benita Applebum, you gotta put me on.
Benita Applebum, gotta put me on. Benita Applebum, I said you gotta put me on. Applebum, I said you gotta put me on. Benita Applebum, you gotta put me on. Benita Applebum, I said you gotta put me on. Benita Applebum, you gotta put me on. Benita, Benita, Benita.
Thank you. mouth out with the black soap. Got my mind intact with the culture and the facts. Self-esteem stacks, so I wear it on my chest. Everything around me, my people manifest. Nothing more, nothing less, I've been cleansed in the truth. Never leave home without it, even bring it in the booth. Wash my pineal so that I can teach the youth. No need for fluoride, I don't wear the gold tooth. I spit that 100-proof moonshine dark label. By any means, keep that white sugar off your table. Black soap can get the housewives out your cable. Black soap can get the snow bunnies out your stable. Get your mind able to organize and work. Put it on your skin, but don't stain your white shirt. Black soap, man, we rock, rockin' it. Never like white milk, so I add chocolate. Ready, aim, cock, and spit that carbonated gift. Gargle once a day to get the Europe out your hips. John Brown used it for our people. He bled. Malcolm X used the whole bar to wash off Detroit rag.
The kind of cleaning goes beyond skin deep. Centuries of filth don't wash away in a day. Soap scrub, cleaning tools, digging new grooves, yet still leaving you shape of the smooth. All you got to lose is that little Klansman in your head. Convert hooded heads into John Browns instead. White bread burnt to a crisp. Carob-coated coffee with coconut milk. And when that's spilt, ain't nobody crying. Your dictionary's lying. White don't mean pure. White means dying. Trying to take you back to the primordial ones of noon. To the triple black darkness of the womb. Cause darkness is spreading.
Darkness is spreading.
Darkness is spreading.
Darkness is spreading.
Darkness is. Darkness is. With black soap, cleanliness is next to godliness.
When I speak, I don't speak as a Democrat or a Republican nor an American. I speak as a victim of America's so-called democracy.
Party Life and Music Radio.
La, 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 la. This ain't no laptop DJ. This is the original DJ Waheed. Recognize the real.
Brother, that's a little bit of history lesson right there. I love that one. Yeah, I love that one.
Thank you. That felt good to do that mix, yes. Man, because I had something planned, and all of a sudden I said, you know what? Let's do a tribute to a living legend. I said, mini hip-hop tribute, because there's going to be a part two to that.
Oh, yeah. We're definitely awaiting
that. Great Roy Ayers, man.
Yes, definitely awaiting that part two, because, again, you heard some, especially on that last track, you know, again, I'm going to let y'all go into that, but, you know, when it came to pigeons, just saying.
Yeah.
That's all I'm gonna say. So
Yeah. Do your sample homework for real.
Right. Cause that's actually like on Rock the Bells. Like, yeah. You know, they do like Salute to the Sample.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Basically that was a Salute to the Sample right there.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean they gotta do it their way, you know, much respect to them. We gotta do it our way. So
yes.
I'm gonna keep it moving
yes.
with that,
yes.
man. But
definitely.
DJ tip of the week, man. DJ tip of the week, man. Definitely an important DJ tip of the week is to have a network of supporters.
Yes.
And when I say network of supporters, I'll give an example. The following weekend, I was on my way home from my last event. I was DJing the event out in Upper Marlboro Common Fest, and I got, you know, play a lot of world beat, eclectic beats, all that stuff, man. And I'm on my way home thinking, man, this is my last gig. I had like five all that weekend. And next thing I know, I'm driving. I'm about, you know, almost like at least an hour and 20 minutes from home. All of a sudden, I'm hearing a loud crash and somebody got hit from behind. I'm looking at my side view, rear view. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, damn, somebody got hit from behind. I'm like, okay. I'm thinking, well, it ain't me. So let me keep on going. Soon the light turned green.
Mm-hmm.
I ease my foot off the brake, and I'm looking at the rear view. Next thing I know, the car behind me runs right into me. I'm thinking, that's the one that got hit from behind.
Yep.
You know, yep. I'm thinking to myself, you know, excuse my language, my unfucking believable. I'm pissed. So I had all this gear in the car, and I had to call my brother DJ FX,
yes,
you know, to come
yes.
all the way out from the comfort of his home to help me, you know, unload my vehicle before it got towed away, man. So I'm grateful for that, man.
Yes.
So
yes.
Yeah, it's important to have a network of people who really support you and rock with you, because, you know, definitely learning that you cannot do it all by yourself.
Yeah, and that's definitely a good point. So, you know, definitely to reiterate that point, you know, have a network, because because when he called me to let me know what happened, the first thing I'm thinking, you know, especially with the equipment he has, I'm like, okay, I know he got equipment, he got to move. So that was my first thought. So I was like, yo, let me know where you are. I'm on my way. You know, car is empty, so I can move all your stuff, you know, no problem. So, you know, because, I mean, that's one thing. It's like, okay, you come home from a gig, you got stuff in the car, next thing you know, you get hit, and then you got to wait on the tow truck and all that. So your first thought is like, all right, the car got to go, but then how am I going to get my stuff home? You know, things of that nature. So, yeah, so definitely make sure you have a network, because you just never know when you're going to need anything. You know, outside of a ride, you know, you may need, like, some cables from somebody. You may need speakers from somebody. You know, mm-hmm. you just may need, maybe if it's a gig that you got double booked and you can't make one, you know, you may have to, you know, slide to somebody else that you trust. So, you know, so definitely have that network. Get to know people, because it's going to save you. It is definitely going to save you, and that's how it grows. That's how
all
it
right,
grows.
All right. Well, look, tell them what's happening next week so we can bounce on out of here.
All right, next week, y'all know what's going on. Another PLM exclusive. Interstate Tax will be live in the studio.
Yes.
Live in the studio.
Yes,
Interstate Tax.
Yes, he's one of the Spice One's artists, Southern artists. So,
that's
you know.
That's right. Thug World South Division, yeah. COQ Bossolini, y'all.
Yes. Also, shout out to Spontaneous as well, man.
Definitely.
So, yeah, next week. All right, man. But look, we got to bounce.
Yep.
Yo, this is DJ Waheed.
And I'm DJ FX.
And we are Party Life and Music Radio, y'all.
Cheer.
Peace.
Love each other.